Every 3 years, Episcopalians from across the country gather for 2 weeks to discuss proposals and committee recommendations at the Episcopal General Convention. And this year, a debate over the church's over one of the church's main texts, the Book of Common Prayer, took center stage.
The Book of Common Prayer is the fundamental resource for all worship for Episcopalians. It includes all the formats and wording for worship services and feast days and has a huge impact on life in the church. At this year's convention, the House of Deputies put forth a resolution to revise the Book of Common Prayer, which hasn't been rewritten since 1979.
And the proposed revisions would have been significant. They wanted to do things like use more inclusive language for God, who's usually referred to as a man.
Now, 1979 might sound like a long time ago to a millennial, but in the world of religious texts, it's still very much the new kid on the block. The Anglican Church, the sister branch of the American Episcopalians, they still use the Book of Common Prayer from 1662. The Reverend Nathan Jennings is an Episcopal priest and professor at the Episcopal Theological Center of the Southwest.
In one sense, you have religion to have continuity with the past and the ancient past and, you know, with people long dead and people still living, etc. So the 1979 prayer book is actually feels to many like a pretty recent revision of our prayer book. So many of the bishops were not excited about having to go through that process again. Many of them didn't feel it was even necessary. Even some of the progressives didn't feel it was necessary because of the direction that they're trying to take things, and that's what appears in their rewrite of the resolution.
The progressives within the church that Jennings mentioned there want to use more inclusive language and services. For example, moving away from using masculine pronouns and using the word God to replace the pronouns he or him. In the end, the House of Bishops recognized this movement without deciding to overhaul everything.
What they essentially did was say, we're not changing the 1979 prayer book, but what we're going to do is form a task force, because that's always the answer. And the task force is charged with the task of figuring out ways that we can creatively experiment liturgically in ways that expands our language and experiments with possibilities for directions that liturgical language could go. This is kind of good and bad to both progressives and conservatives. A progressive and a conservative both could find good and bad things in this proposed way forward.
Which brings us to one of the biggest current challenges facing the modern-day Episcopal Church. It's generally known as a more liberal, accepting religion in terms of same-sex marriage and social issues, but these accepted beliefs didn't come without causing large splits within the church.
In 2016, the Archbishop of Canterbury, leader of the Anglican and Episcopal churches, called bishops from across the world together to discuss divisions over including homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and female bishops in liturgy, a rift left over from when the first gay bishop was ordained in the Episcopal Church in the early 2000s. So just the discussion of change to the 1979 prayer book can cause worry to bubble up again.
But Reverend Jennings isn't worried. Like the wheels of government, he says the wheels of religion move slowly, and that might just be the key.
I think that because of the way that the church is going about all of these things, that we will be able to hold together, at least for another 3 years, and hopefully longer.
That was the Reverend Dr. Nathan Jennings, Associate Professor of Liturgics and Anglican Studies at the Seminary of the Southwest.